Welcome to the December issue of Convene Magazine. This podcast is brought to you by PSAV. PSAV is proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. Visit PSAV.com or talk to a PSAV representative to learn why so many professionals from more than 1,300 meeting venues rely on PSAV to help them create unforgettable experiences. You're attending PCMA's Convening Leaders in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. You'll look to learn. You'll look to network. And when it comes to the latest technology for your meetings and events, you'll find a place to learn, network, and even enjoy a warm cup of high-quality coffee at the Inspiration Cafe. Visit room 119 at the Vancouver Convention Center in January and discover how to elevate your success. Go to visitpsav.com. That's visitpsav.com to learn more. And enter to win a prize after visiting the Inspiration Cafe, room 119 at PCMA Convening Leaders.
Giving Back by Michelle Russell. Moving the Needle. AACC's blood drive was a historic undertaking, a learn-as-you-go project, and a research initiative that would advance the profession's role in cardiac care. Holding a blood drive during a medical meeting sounds like a fairly straightforward CSR initiative, unless you're AACC, previously known as the American Association for Clinical Chemistry, and your attendees are medical laboratory professionals, in which case, you do more than collect blood. You process it, much like your attendees do in their work at hospitals and clinics. Launched during the 2015 AACC Annual Meeting and Clinical Lab Expo, held at Atlanta's Georgia World Congress Center, GWCC, on July 26 through the 30th, AACC's Universal Sample Bank was designed as an on-site blood drive. Its goal would be to advance cardiac care by collecting healthy attendees' blood and using it to help establish a 99th percentile range for a key biomarker called cardiac troponin, used to diagnose acute myocardial infarctions, heart attacks. The scope of the project included having the blood donations processed at the GWCC, just like they would be in a normal laboratory setting, said Gary L. Myers, Ph.D., AACC's Vice President for Science and Practice Affairs. That way, the serum plasma samples would be prepared and ready to distribute to in vitro diagnostic companies, IVDs. It was our first attempt at anything of this order, Myers said. It was right up our alley. End quote. A logistics puzzle. For Gail E. Mutnick, AACC's Director of Meetings and Exhibits, the blood bank was a logistics puzzle, starting with identifying a room at the GWCC that would be large enough to accommodate the project, and ensuring that human subject blood collection was allowed in the building.
We had to agree to use the hazardous waste protocol and make sure that the center was informed about what we were going to do and how we were going to do it,
Mutnick said.
We also needed to get insurance from our insurance company in order for us to proceed.
Another key piece was obtaining Institutional Review Board, IRB, approval for human subject experimentation, which is required for this type of activity. Because donors wouldn't be given any results from their samples, the sample bank was considered a research project, Myers said. AACC worked with Emory University School of Medicine for the IRB because not only is Emory located in Atlanta, AACC's president is an Emory employee. We started that process probably in February, Myers said, and we didn't get approval until May.
While the IRB was going on, we knew that we needed to be planning. We couldn't just wait until the IRB happened,
Mutnick said.
I worked with convention services company Freeman to lay out a room. We had several iterations of what that room should look like. First it was 6 collection stations, then it was 9, then it was 14. And then it was how the equipment in the room should be laid out.
Myers and Mutnick reached out to exhibit vendors who provide equipment or supplies
that would help us in this endeavor to either donate them to us and or to have us purchase if we needed something at a discount,
Mutnick said.
We went from 1 auto-sampling instrument to 2 instruments, 2 lab tables to 4 lab tables, etc. It was an ongoing process. As we talked through the logistics, we realized there were other things that we needed, such as we needed tables for people to work that weren't just tables that machinery was on.
Every question seemed to lead to another.
I kept saying, "I have a question. It might be stupid, but I have a question,"
Mutnick said.
I was asking about logistics, not science. I was saying, if X happens, how do we get to Y? If Y happens, where do we store Z? Do we need shelves or do we need bookcases? Do we need boxes or do we need carts? Does every machine need its own plug or can we get strip plugs? What do we need in terms of air conditioning, dry ice, coolers? What do we need to do in terms of delivery and when are people coming and picking up?
Rolling up their sleeves. For the blood-drawing part of the Universal Sample Bank, AACC contracted with Atlanta's Grady Memorial Hospital for licensed phlebotomists. Grady's head phlebotomist also provided advice on how to set up the room, configuring an actual laboratory that was part of the sample bank, and yet segregated, where the blood would be taken after it was collected, Myers said, and it would be processed just like it would be if you took it to Quest Diagnostics or LabCorp, represented the biggest challenge.
We also had to think of HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, privacy issues,
Mutnick said.
We couldn't just collect blood in the open. We had to create individual rooms with a drape for people to go in and have privacy.
AACC collected blood from 766 donors attending the meeting.
We were able to manage the crowd, but not without difficulty,
Mutnick said.
We had thought that we were fully equipped. We had started the conversation back in the office about how we could process so many samples in so many hours, and we realized pretty quickly that we weren't going to get through them all. That's when we asked one of our vendors for a second instrument to help process, and we had two centrifuges instead of one. We got a lot of extra phlebotomists to help us with samples. In addition, we had two other staff members who have worked in blood banks before, and they were in the room constantly. That is one of our lessons learned, how much you can really process at one time, and how many people are really needed in the back end. More than we knew. We were learning as we were going.
The next time AACC conducts a project of this kind, it will allow for more planning time. If we were doing this again, rather than start 5 or 6 months out, we would start out probably a whole year in advance planning this, Myers said. That was the feedback we also got from our vendors. They were extremely excited and very helpful, and they all said in the end, if you do this again, we want to be involved, because this was a very interesting project. But we need to plan it a year in advance, so that they could provide us with the best equipment and service. End quote. The process of thinking through every kind of logistical requirement for the Universal Sample Bank taught Mutnick more about the science side of her organization than she expected. She actually was able to tell her scientific committee, her organizing committee, all about this, Myers said, and they were impressed that she knew so much about how to put a lab together. End quote. Moreover, the experience honed her skills as a meeting professional.
I think from a logistics point of view, or from a meeting planning point of view, projects like this really help people in our industry grow and learn,
Mutnick said.
It's sort of like adding a huge meeting on top of the meeting you're already doing.
Breakout. Banking on support. While the term corporate social responsibility wasn't part of the marketing message for the Universal Sample Bank at AACC's 2015 annual meeting and clinical lab expo,
that was the underlying tone,
said AACC's Gail Mutnick. AACC's marketing communications efforts reinforced that the sample bank was for research,
and that as members of the community, they needed to be involved in helping us establish this percentile and that we needed their help. We didn't get any pushback from anybody.
Blood donors had to complete an extensive health questionnaire, but they weren't required to sign up in advance to donate.
We promoted it mostly on site,
Mutnick said.
People just came to the room and signed up there. They lined up to give blood. Our slogan was, "Make your blood count." We had stickers made up, so people wore them on their badges after they gave blood. We had signs about the blood drive all over the convention center and in the exhibit hall and in all the meeting rooms.
During the first 2 days of the meeting, a heart-shaped mascot walked around the show floor and encouraged people to donate. Attendees who had their picture taken with the mascot
were tweeting it out,
Mudnick said,
and putting it on Facebook and the whole bit.
On the web. For more information about the AACC Annual Meeting and Clinical Lab Expo's Universal Sample Bank, visit convn.org/AACC-blood-bank.